Well, today is a dark day in Chicago theater, not because there aren't shows on stage all across town, but because one of the shining lights of the theater scene burned out today. Martha Levy died at the age of 60. She was recovering from a stroke when she had another. Levy was the artistic director for the Steppenwolf Theater from 1995 to 2015, 20 years at the helm of one of the country's greatest theater companies. She ushered in shows like August Osage County and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, in which here she accepts a Tony Award.
We salute our colleague theaters across the country whose commitment with their artists and their communities to telling the human story enlivens the poetry of our collective life. With a special nod to the Chicago community where Steppenwolf has had its home for 37 years. And whose artists, theaters, audience, critical community, and civic leadership are committed to a rich cultural life and have made Chicago a great, great theater town.
Hear, hear. In her time, she oversaw hundreds of plays at the Steppenwolf. But Levy was more than just a hitmaker. She was considered to be one of the scene's mentors, a woman who started as an actress, became an ensemble member, who made her way to a leadership position, the first woman to do so at Steppenwolf. And she helped hundreds of Chicago actors with artistic advice, support, and encouragement. Always out and about, heading to storefront openings in Chicago's Off-Off Loop Theater. If you need proof, Mayor Emanuel honored Levy for her achievements in 2016 with a city council resolution. I got to know Martha from interviews and from working together. We did a show at Steppenwolf, Schadenfreude did, for Steppenwolf's Traffic series. And from that experience, well, we kind of became friends. And whenever I had a funny idea that could use an artistic director, well, Martha would play along. Martha, thanks for playing along. You are a wonderful spirit guide for Chicago theater, and you will be remembered as one of the best to have ever graced the Chicago stage. Tonight, Chris Jones, the chief theater critic for the Chicago Tribune, is going to join us to talk about how Martha should be on the Mount Rushmore of Chicago theater. But first, joining me on the line, David Schmitz. He's the executive director of the Steppenwolf Theater Company. David, thanks for joining me. I hate that it's under these circumstances. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's been a long day, but I'm happy to be on.
David, tell us about Martha. You know, as a leader for the Steppenwolf Theater, she really did usher in a new era.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, she started as artistic director in 1995, pretty close to after the theater moved into the big theater at 1650 North Halsted. And it was, you know, Steppenwolf at that time was really a storefront theater that was kind of trying to make its way. We had just opened a 500-seat theater and really just trying to figure out who we were. And the founders really gave Martha the charge of figuring out who Steppenwolf was as an institution. And she created, you know, basically everything that everybody knows about Steppenwolf beyond the fact that it's an ensemble that does plays, Martha created.
It's amazing to think about, too, because the Steppenwolf was known for sort of a hard-charging theatrical ensemble that a rough and tumble, you know, sort of in the born in the basement of the church kind of vibe.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So the idea that Martha Levy was tasked with changing that or at least refining that's a tall job.
Well, it is, and, you know, maybe redefining it in some ways. But Martha, you know, Martha could rough and tumble with the best of them. I think she was inspired by and loved that kind of really gritty stuff that the guys mostly were doing in the 80s, although lots of women were involved then. But, you know, Martha had an ambition that was matched with the founders. You know, I think in the 80s, Gary Sinise specifically had a real ambition about the theater, and Martha matched that ambition, and she really took us from then to now. And, you know, she more than doubled the ensemble. She diversified the ensemble in a way that had never been done before. She added two theaters to the campus of Steppenwolf over time. She added our Steppenwolf Young Adults program. And she really, I think, initiated an opening of the theater, so to speak, to the rest of the Chicago community. She's known for attending sort of openings at large and small theaters across town, and I think really beloved for that.
You know, as we know, what we know of Martha, you know, to be someone who was a tremendous actress on stage as well as a leader for Steppenwolf, mm-hmm. an intense mm-hmm. Performer, intense study. Talk about what she was like as an ensemble member and as a boss.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think the thing that anybody would say, and there's a lot of, you know, Facebook love about Martha right now, and a lot of people are saying something that's really right, which is she was an intensely curious person, and that curiosity applied to everything from, you know, you could sit down in her office and have a full-on half-hour conversation about health insurance and the machinations of, you know, health insurance and why certain rates are one way or another, to, you know, what your experience of a play that you just saw the night before and why that was meaningful to you. And in the end, her curiosity was always about people. And I think that's what really resonated with really everyone who touched her, had an intensely personal relationship with Martha, whether it was an intern. I mean, she is known for every June we get a whole crop of interns that are with us for 3 months. Martha was known for knowing all of their names within two or three days. I mean, all the interns, she made an effort to know everybody's name, and she would call you by your name. She would come into the office every day. Good morning, David. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Sandy. And just an amazing person. And that applied across the board. There are, you know, there are longtime subscribers that have intimate personal relationships with Martha, simply because they attended on the same day that Martha often attended.
You know,
donors that have the same. Go ahead.
I know. I was thinking earlier, you know, we have different theater artists that come through the download, you know, to be guests. And we talk about the theater scene and how it's sort of communal and it's different than New York or other places because everyone sort of comes together. And you think of where the roots are, and we try to get at that. And when you hear the stories of Martha Levy and you hear of her learning the interns' names or going to openings at off loop theaters and encouraging and mm-hmm. developing young talent, even though they have nothing to do with the Steppenwolf Theater. There seems to be something there that says that Martha was part of what makes this Chicago theater scene so unique.
Oh, I think she absolutely is. One of the, you know, Martha, in probably 10 or 12 years ago, articulated Steppenwolf's core values as ensemble, innovation, and citizenship. And for her, citizenship was all about Steppenwolf's place in the broader Chicago community, hosting Chicago companies inside of Steppenwolf in, you know, first our visiting company initiative and then our garage rep, mm-hmm. Providing a place of mentorship for artists. She is, you know, she is almost infamous for replying to every single email she gets. Somebody sends her an email, you know, they want to sit down and talk to her, she'll sit down and talk to them. She's amazing in that way and really committed to all of Chicago theater, advocating, you know, if you needed her to advocate with the mayor on an issue, she would do it. Right. Just really committed and an incredible person.
Well, I can attest to that. David Schmitz is the executive director of the Steppenwolf Theater Company, remembering Martha Levy, who died today at the age of 60. David, thanks for taking some time out. I know it's a tough day. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks so much, and thanks for giving her the honor that she's due.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Chris Jones, the chief theater critic at the Chicago Tribune. He's actually in New York City tonight. He'll join us on the line after we take this quick break. We're remembering Martha Levy from the Steppenwolf Theater tonight on The Download. Stay with us. So download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Chris Jones is going to join us. He's a chief theater critic at the Chicago Tribune. He's actually in New York City. A great piece today about the life and legacy of Martha Levy, the former artistic director at the Steppenwolf Theater, who died today at the age of 60. She had a stroke. Martha, as Chris argues in his piece, really can stand tall with some of the giants of Chicago theater history. One of the most influential names in the history of stage here in Chicago. And that's big praise. So we'll talk with Chris about why he thinks that more than just what she put on the stage, but how she sort of maneuvered off stage. So we'll talk with Chris coming up here on the download. You know, it's funny because I did know Martha, and Martha was supposed to be in the first week of the show. You know, I remember reaching out to her, and just as David said, you know, the idea that Martha was so attentive and would respond and would show up at, you know, different places. She was very encouraging and supportive of the download. Just in general, like saying, this is great. I would love to come on your show. What do you want to talk about? This would be great. Oh, you want to talk to me? You know, that kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, of course. And she had her first stroke right before, I think it was like 2 days before she was supposed to be on the show at the big table. And, you know, I'd check in once in a while, and when Chris would come in, Chris would say, you know, what he had heard about her health, and she was on the road to recovery. And that's why it's so surprising and shocking that another stroke today took her life. But, you know, it's fun because I had this – I'll tell a story about as we wait for Chris to call in here. I did the Traffic series. It was a comedy. Schadenfreude did a show and the idea was that there was a show they did that was called – it was an open house for subscribers, right? So the idea was that there'd be a full room of subscribers who would hear from the directors and artists and producers of the upcoming Steppenwolf season. And Schadenfreude, we were in the season. And so we said, instead of being up on stage and being someone who goes, oh, yeah, this is what the show's going to be like, we would actually interrupt the open house with the character Alderman Ed Buss. I do an Alderman character, and I would sort of come in and say, you don't have permits for an open house. You can't be here. And so, and Martha Levy and I have this back and forth on stage. You can see it on YouTube. It's funny back and forth, sort of, you know, poking fun at the idea of open houses. And right before we went on stage, I remember this because we were talking, we were going over our lines, and I said, I'm going to end the bit by going, okay, like in the Alderman's voice. I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to leave now because I want to go find that dog from Frasier. I know he's back here somewhere, right? That's a joke because John Mahoney was a Steppenwolf guy, and there's all this thing. So I was very excited, this idea of, you know, like that'd be a fun joke to come. She goes, do you really, really want to do that joke? And I was like, oh, come on. Big time artistic director Steppenwolf try to censor me. You know, that's a great bit. That's a great joke. And we're like, yeah, we like it. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to get a big laugh. I'm like, you know what? You stick to the hardcore drama. I'll take care of the comedy, right? So we go out there, you know, and do the bit. We come up on the last line, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to get out of here because I want to go find that dog from Frasier. The crowd's like, nah. There's like, and I'm like, I should have listened to Martha. She was right. She was right the whole time. I was sitting there being like, these artistic directors don't understand us comics. But she knew. She knew it was up. So it was kind of the deal. Joining us on the line, Chris Jones. Chris, of course, a chief critic at the Chicago Tribune, wrote a great piece today about Martha. He's in New York City. Chris, you argue that Martha Levy is one of the biggest figures in Chicago theater history. Explain.
Without question.
Without question.
Without question.
What goes into that?
Well, I think that, you know, she took this kind of, you know, macho, in-your-face theater that, you know, was obviously had a formidable reputation in the 90s, but it had to be reinvented for a new era. I mean, that is basically what she did. She took it and she made it, you know, relevant to a new century. She diversified the ensemble. She focused in on new work. And she also, Justin, and I think this is perhaps her biggest achievement, she took a sort of unmanageable group of people.
Yeah, right.
Like, you would not want to be running them, let me tell you. And she turned them into a cohesive, major regional theater powerhouse. And she really did all that without any particular background in doing that. She just figured out how to do that.
Yeah, she was an actor in town, right?
She was just an actor and a sort of an academic, and she never really run anything before she took over Steppenwolf, but she made it into the sort of
You know, Steppenwolf, you know, as you said, I'm here in New York. There's really one theater that people in New York know about Chicago. People in New York know Chicago has a great theater scene. But to most people here, it's Steppenwolf. And it's, you know, okay, Martha didn't found the theater or do what Steppenwolf did originally, but she kept it relevant, Justin. She kept it relevant in a new, you know, along with people like Tracy Letts and many of the actors and the playwrights that she promoted and sponsored. She kept Steppenwolf, you know, at the tip top of what it means to do in-your-face, all-American acting. Without Martha, I don't think Steppenwolf would have been, wouldn't have the reputation, a fraction of the reputation it has here and everywhere else.
And it's hard because she made the ensemble bigger. I mean, she, like you said, she diversified it. There was some, I mean, I would assume just from the way that artistic ensembles work, there was, you know, they were happy with what they were doing. Some of the big names,
they were all working with their friends, Justin, and that's what people like to do. People like to work with their friends, and nobody, I don't think anybody there in particular, was looking to diversify. They were all very happy with everything that was going on as it was, and Martha sort of changed all that, and she said no. You know, there has to be younger people. You can't just be the same old crowd. It can't just be, you know, the way it used to be. It has to be a fresher, newer look. And that's what she did.
The city of Chicago has honored Martha Levy already with the 40th anniversary. You know, she, as you said with the piece, I mean, she really is among some of the giants of Chicago theater history. How do you see her memory and her legacy playing out in the years to come? Do you think that it'll be difficult to forget the impact that she's had?
Well, I think if you look at, say, women in Chicago theater and the role of women in Chicago theater, I don't know of another woman who had an impact like Martha Levy. I can't think of anybody who came close to her in terms of impact in Chicago theater. There just isn't anybody else. And so I think that's without question. The other thing, Justin, is that she promoted a theater of ideas. You know, sometimes I sit through these plays where there's nothing going on. You know, it's the same old stuff. And I always think to myself, Martha Levy would never have programmed that play. She would only do plays that fascinated her, you know, in the mind, intellectually, that said things that were important, that had ideas, that were complicated, you know. And theater should always be complicated. It should. I always think that great theater should make, we should walk out of the show and think, okay, the life and the world is more complicated than we thought. And that's what Martha did. Every play she did was sort of that way. And I think that was just a remarkable achievement. No one else has ever done that or anything quite like it.
Yeah. Chris Jones, chief theater critic for the Chicago Tribune, also regular here in the Download. We got to get you back in studio to do this proper.
All right, my friend. I'll look forward, my friend.
In New York City right now, but of course.
Such a loss, Justin. Just such a loss on a personal. I mean, just an amazingly fascinating person. I know you knew her. She's an amazing person. And huge mourning in the Chicago theater community tonight. Everybody, you know, everybody's upset. She was like everybody's mother.
Yeah. Chris, thanks for joining us.
All right, bro. Okay, bye-bye.